This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Lori Bishop and Ava Reese. Lori, of course, the Executive Director, Flint Hills Volunteer and RSVP and Volunteer Center, and get that last word in there. And then also Ava is involved with the Youth Volunteer Night and Recruitment Night that we're going to be talking about today. So we welcome her to our program also. And do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And Lori, this sounds like an exciting time, if you don't mind sharing with us and maybe introducing Ava a little bit more to us.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Our Youth Volunteer Corps, we call YVC, we started in the late 2014, and it's a program for youth ages 11 to 18, and they do service learning opportunities. So they're learning about our community, they're learning to be leaders in our community, and they're learning a lot about being a part of an organization like this, and to get those skills necessary to go on and find a job, learn how to do a resume and things like that. So there are several things that we have connected with our YVC program, and I'm going to introduce Ava, and Ava can tell you how old she is and what YVC is for her.
Well, Ava, it sounds like an exciting, fun thing to do, if you don't mind sharing with us.
Hi, I'm Ava. I'm 12 years old. I've been in YVC for about 1.5 years, and I do YVC because it just makes me feel really good when I'm like out there volunteering and helping other people in our community.
Very good. And maybe just some of the different things that you do as a volunteer.
Well, I'm on the Youth Advisory Board, so I go and I help plan what's going on this month, and I go to a lot of the projects, and so like at senior game night, we go and we play games with the seniors at Via Christi.
Very good. That sounds like a good time, too. Mm-hmm. And the importance of having the young people involved, too, Lori. I know we've talked about it before. Uh-huh. It's wonderful to actually have a representative here today.
Yeah. And Ava's a great leader. She's has some great things that she's done at her school at Amanda Arnold. And that's what we're here for, is to talk about recruitment night. We want more youth to be involved in this program. There's so many things that the youth do. They do 3 to 4 to 5 projects a month. There's a monthly meeting. We have team leaders. Our youth are never unsupervised. There's always an adult on site, on project, at each event that we have. So they're out there working with the kids too. This has been a dream of mine. You know, we've been in this area for, well, I've been here 32 years, and so my dream was always to get with the youth and have the youth see what we all do. And so Ava mentioned senior game night. We have our summer of service program, a 6-week program in the summer that the youth sign up for a week project they might do. Some of their favorites, Ava might mention some of the favorites.
We really like going to Hope Branch, and last year we did Via Christi Ambassadors. So 2 times a week, every week, we went for an hour and planned games with the seniors, and we like did this archery thing with Nerf guns and stuff.
It just sounds like so many fun, different things that you do. It really does.
They do, and they learn about each other. You know, I went with the youth here a week or so ago. We went on a scavenger hunt, and I had 3 girls with me, which were three very shy young girls, and so it's something that we're trying to do to get them more confident when they're in their school, to be leaders in their school. And you know, we have this bullying problem throughout the United States, and it's like they're in there, you know, being leaders and being active. We're actually the 30th program. I think now we're up to 45. So it's a national program, YVC is. And so headquarters is based out of Kansas City. Every year we take, or since we started, we've taken the youth to the summit. Where did we go last year, Ava?
We went to Philadelphia.
Ooh. That's actually where my daughter was born.
Yeah. But yeah, good, and so this year we'll be back in Kansas City. So we took 6 youth with us to Philadelphia last year, and they went to some workshops and some training and stuff. And so what Ava and our youth advisory board is wanting is for the youth to know about what all we're doing so that they might be interested in coming. So recruitment night is a fun night. You might talk about what we're going to do at recruitment night.
Sure.
So at recruitment night, we're going to be going to Little Apple Lanes and bowling. Is going to be free, and we'll have pizza there from Pizza Hut, I think. And We'll have prizes and raffles.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, Ava, but I'm guessing, too, you probably developed some pretty good friendships through this, too.
Yeah. My friend Haley, who I was her friend before, but we're better friends now that she's in YVC with me.
And you do a lot of neat things like that, too.
Mm-hmm. And you might mention recruitment night is March 28th from 6 to 9. And so we want youth to come. Like I said, it's a free night. Our youth advisory board, they're going to host the event. So you'll come in. I think we'll have some games and some prizes and food, and then you'll learn a little bit about what our YVC program is. And so we're growing, but we want more youth to be involved in such a great organization.
Maybe who you would encourage to attend. Obviously, young people like Ava, but what are the age? Are there restrictions that way?
11 to 18. Mm-hmm. We're seeing our average is 11 to 15 is about the average of who comes to our projects. And I think that's basically when you get into high school, you've got all the different sporting events and activities mm-hmm. and stuff. So ours are anywhere from 11 years until about 15, but anyone 11 to 18 is welcome. And we also encourage anyone over 18 that's interested in being a team leader, come that night as well. It's a great for them to supervise the youth. They've done so many projects. We've gone and stained the fence at the emergency shelter. What did we do for our collection drive?
Oh, we went around and we got food for the Manhattan Emergency Shelter.
Very good. So I'm guessing it's fulfilling. Really has to make you feel good, too, to learn more about volunteering. I think sometimes a lot of adults could stand to learn more about that.
Yeah,
but it's what
right.
a wonderful age to start learning about that. And does it make you feel pretty good to do some of these things?
Yeah.
You might tell them what you did at Amanda Arnold is where she goes to school. You might share what you started there at that program.
At Amanda Arnold, I started the I Can Club, and it's for students that were selected by their teachers to learn more about our school's autism program.
Very good. That's excellent. That kind of fits in with Hope Ranch, too.
Yeah, and it's that's true. And it's so nice that, you know, like I said, Ava's taken these skills and she's not afraid to speak up. That's why I like sitting in on their youth advisory board. They're talking. We don't have a president, vice president. We decided to let them collectively decide, and they make all the decisions about what projects are coming up, what they would like to do. They've talked about some fundraising, typically things that you know that you do with a volunteer project, and so they're learning some of the things even as our volunteer center what to do.
A lot of creativity, a lot of energy, and I'm very impressed. 12 years old, and you know, I don't mean to freak out, but you're sitting there with the microphone just doing a beautiful job too.
Yeah.
By the way, so
we did a project last summer where they learned their personality traits, and did you want to tell them about that?
That sounds interesting.
I don't really remember my color, actually.
I think, they don't remember the personality test as much as they do. There was balloons that they had to throw with paint.
Oof.
And mm-hmm. so when it was all said and done, then they went after all of our team leaders and saturated them.
Well, you know, even at a young age, too, I think you maybe have some idea what your strengths are. I used to get in trouble for talking in class, and I like to read out loud, so look what I do for a living now.
Yeah.
You know, just go figure. But
yeah.
But it has to – I'm sure you're learning more about yourself, too, and your friends. And
yeah. I get in trouble for talking out loud in class, too. So
there you go. Future broadcaster. One never knows. Well, before we wrap up today, anything else, Lori or Ava, that you want to share with our listeners?
No, it's just we appreciate the fact to be here today. If anybody has any questions about our YVC program, give us a call at 776-7787. We do have a Youth Volunteer Corps of Manhattan Facebook page that they can go check out all the really awesome photos on there that the of the different projects and what kids do. So give you a little bit better understanding of what we do. But we really encourage the youth to come out to a night of fun, like I said, hosted by our youth advisory board. And I think they'll all have a really good time.
Ava, you one more time want to tell us about when that night is or anything else you're wanting to add?
So the recruitment night is March 28th from 6 to 9.
Dave wants to add something. You'll need your headphones so you can hear what he has to say on the other side of the glass. Go ahead, Dave.
This is the first day of spring break. Are you utilizing this break to volunteer all throughout, or are you actually going to do some other things that would be like, you know, fun things for a 12-year-old to do?
We don't have any projects planned, so I'm going to Colorado.
You're going to Colorado?
Yeah.
Well done.
And tell him what you're going to do.
I'm going skiing for the first time.
Oh. All right. Mm-hmm. Have fun with that.
A little bit of that.
Thanks.
I'm a little bit older than you, and I've never been skiing.
This is a good age special. To learn, too. It's a lot easier to learn when you're 12 than when you're, a little bit older like I was when I first skied. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for stopping by, especially on your spring break. I'm glad Dave brought that up. I should have remembered that. So, again, it's been a pleasure today to have with us Lori Bishop, Executive Director, Flint Hills Volunteer Center, RSVP, and also Ava Reese, and she's with the Youth Volunteer Corps Night and Recruitment Night, also on their board. Good to hear from her today. We'll take a break. Vern Henricks, President and CEO of the Manhattan Community Foundation, will be joining us to talk about their big event, which is coming up. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Whether you need a new washer and dryer, refrigerator, stove, or the best night's sleep you've ever had,